This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. It's easy to see why the folks at Center Theater Group chose to do a world premiere of Kimberly's Different Words for the Same Thing at the Kirk Douglas Theater. It has the feeling of a big play. It's not just the 12-person cast. Miss Lee's play, on the page at least, has so many qualities that theaters look for in a new play. It seems to be about race, about loss, about family, community, God. It crosses three generations. It feels filled with promise. The setup is we're in Nampa, Idaho. It's a God-fearing, if somewhat racially divided, community. We learn that the whites live on the south side, the Latinos on the north. Everyone seems to go to church, just some go to Father Joe's. Our story is going to swirl around Alice's family. Alice is an outsider. She's the adopted Korean daughter of a white couple. She moved to Chicago years ago, and now family news has drawn her back. Unraveling why is part of the audience's journey. The structure of the play feels a bit like a jigsaw puzzle of small, short scenes that traverse the town as it slowly comes into focus. It's one of those everyone's connected, we just don't know how plays, like the films that Robert Altman made so masterfully. Here's the quirky thing about theater and life. You can only remember the past through the filter of the present. Once you've experienced the end, you can't return innocently to a memory of the beginning. Different Words for the Same Thing is the kind of play it's tough to talk about without spoiling the ending. How you feel about the play will hinge on whether the ending moves you. You see, its two-hour structure is all built, all dependent on that final scene. Now, some of you are thinking, well, isn't every play like that? Yes, but Miss Lee has chosen a style of writing that's much closer to a short story than a drama. As you bounce from scene to scene, you're getting snippets of backstory, pieces of the puzzle. And while it's always fun to follow a mystery, I couldn't help feeling like I was missing something along the way. Scenes kept ending just as they were getting to the point of conflict. People kept talking about the things I longed to see. I wanted the messy specificity of drama. And then there's the final scene. Judging by the teary eyes around me, Miss Lee's setup paid off. Without giving it away, it's a scene of familial redemption. What's noteworthy is the scene's most powerful moments happen not through the words, but in silence. It's the silence that makes them so poignant. Absent all the messy details, we can project our own desires, our own family, onto this scene. Maybe that's enough for a big play. Different Words for the Same Thing plays at the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City through June 1st. For info on the show and to join the conversation, check out kcrw.com/theater. This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW.